Dobar dan, dobrodošli i hvala što ste se odazvali u tako velikom broju. Sjednica PIK-a je završila prije možda 45 minuta, pa evo odmah ću vam predati visokog predstavnika da vam objasni o čemu je bilo riječ.
Thank you very much, Oleg, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for coming. A copy of the PIK communique will be distributed to you as soon as it will be available. I think it will be shortly. But I wanted to speak to you directly in order to give you a broader sense of what was discussed and what was decided at this meeting. First of all, let me say that the meeting was successful. We got through a lot, and we addressed challenges squarely with a focus on practical solutions. I would like to point out to the unanimity and the clear unity of purpose of the PIK steering board regarding to the major challenges facing this country. This meeting was very much about looking forward in relation to the problems that Bosnia-Herzegovina will have to face in 2012. Here are some of the key points that were discussed. If we are to see the necessary progress in 2012, then we need a council of ministers, or, as some members said, if there is no council of ministers, a fully functional outgoing Council of Ministers. But we need a government which works. The failure to agree on a Council of Ministers undermines the confidence of the citizens and the international community in the leaders' determination to change the political and social dynamic in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Because of this, Bosnia and Herzegovina has to face major challenges, including a global economic crisis, falling investment and rising unemployment within the country without properly constituted authorities at the state level. This has also damaged the country's standing with international credit rating agencies, and as you know, Bosnia-Herzegovina has been downgraded recently. The PIK also discussed the current impasse in agreement on a BIH budget for this year and also for next year. Budget on state level, of course. The PIK examines the failure by political stakeholders to begin implementing the BIH Constitutional Court's ruling on certain elements of the electoral system in Mostar within the deadline established by the court. And this deadline is very important as we have elections next year, also in Mostar. And well ahead of the elections, everything has to be ready, that the elections are conducted orderly and properly. Progress must be made in time to apply the new system in next October's municipal elections, and this is why the parties must work vigorously to resolve this issue in time. The PIK also considered the situation in Brčko, where it came up with some very forward-looking views following the welcome RS government decision on maps. As you know, a new map was issued recently by the RS government on 1st of December, and we received it a few days ago, so the map was also part of the deliberations of today. It's also a proof that conditionality works, not always, but in this case, we asked for a new map, and it was delivered. The Brčko supervisor is here with us, so I will leave it to him to set out the Brčko issues in more detail when I finish. An important element in this PIK was also this morning's briefing on the BIH fiscal situation by Treasury Minister, Finance Minister Rankic. In addition to Minister Rankic's presentation, the IMF offered invaluable assessments of the economic and budget situation. Political obstruction has prevented the BIH Fiscal Council from operating properly. It has also prevented agreement on the state budget, which means that services to citizens all across the country could be jeopardized for a certain segment of people in 2012. We have also discussed the 5+2 agenda. Unfortunately, with the exception of some positive news on Brčko, there has basically been no progress since we last met. The PIK was also informed of efforts to move the return process of refugees forward. Following a regional conference which took place in Belgrade in November, a donor conference will take place in Sarajevo in April next year. This conference will look at what is needed to implement the revised strategy for implementation of Annex 7 as adopted by BIH Parliament in 2010, including the needs of 8,600 vulnerable residents of collective centers in Bosnia-Herzegovina. The PIK also welcomed improved results on the destruction of high-hazard ammunition, especially in implementation of Article 3 of the Convention on Ban of Cluster Munitions, but noted that overall the destruction of dangerous surplus ammunition needs to be speeded up. The PIK considered progress, some progress in education reform, which is important for the broader process of reconciliation. And the PIK underlined that a quality educational system that is intercultural, inclusive, and non-discriminatory will contribute to long-term peace and stability in the country. Implementation of the war crime strategy remains a concern for PIK, delegations, and a significant increase in effort by institutions of BIH in processing war crimes is required. Delegations welcome the arrival of the EUSR and the close OHR-EUSR cooperation, but expressed at the same time concern that political leadership has not yet reacted positively to the European agenda. They also condemned attacks on state institutions and Dayton, which only impede progress. The PIK made it clear at this meeting that the OHR has its full backing to address challenges to the Dayton Peace Agreement, including to the sovereignty and integrity of Bosnia-Herzegovina. So the PIK gave full support, like the Security Council in mid-November. The PIK also gave full support to the High Representative and to the Office of the High Representative. This function remains necessary, and as High Representative, I will continue to ensure that the mandate is carried out in full. The OHR and the PIK stand together with the people of Bosnia and Herzegovina in their efforts to make that future a reality, and this will be achieved much sooner if we see a change in the position adopted till now by some political leaders. And this change is indeed necessary. I come away from this meeting confident that there are practical solutions to the serious problems that this country faces, and I am more than ever committed as High Representative to helping the relevant stakeholders agree on these solutions and put them into practice. As Brčko has been quite an important topic during this PIK meeting, I will now hand over to the Brčko supervisor to give you more details on our discussions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, High Representative. Good afternoon. Under the final award, it is not the Brčko supervisor, but the steering board, the PIK steering board, which ultimately is charged with making a decision whether or not to terminate the supervisory regime. So I will not necessarily speak on behalf of the steering board today, but offering my observations of the quite intensive discussions held about Brčko, as was alluded to by the High Representative. And this, of course, is not new. I've stood before you on several previous occasions and emphasized that the issue of Brčko was considered in quite great detail by previous steering board meetings. First point I would make is that there was not a decision today by the steering board to end supervision. The supervisory regime in Brčko remains unchanged. However, the second point I would make is to repeat something that the High Representative said a moment ago. There was a universal welcoming by steering board members of progress, in particular the adoption of the new decree in Republika Srpska, which shows a map which appears to indicate that there is no inter-entity boundary line on the territory of Brčko district, which of course is one of the central territorial provisions of the Brčko final award, and also seems to demonstrate a very important step forward in terms of demonstrating the obligations of the Republika Srpska towards meeting all of its obligations under the final award, relevant supervisory orders, and other legal acts. I think that there is a general sense in the steering board that this step by the Republika Srpska has opened the door to a process, discussions, which will take place expeditiously, to use a term from the communique, in the coming weeks and months, that could lead to a decision to terminate the supervisory regime. There was not a commitment to, but certainly there is positive momentum toward such a goal. I have to stress here that there was a reservation expressed by Turkey, which has added a footnote to the communique. Turkey has expressed its reservations, taking into consideration the fragile political atmosphere in Bosnia and Herzegovina, ambiguities about the decree adopted by the governor of the Republika Srpska, and about whether or not this map, which was adopted in Banja Luka, is of a binding nature. Over the next several weeks and months, I imagine that members of the steering board will be consulting with the parties to Annex 2. Annex 2 is the part of Dayton from which the Brčko arbitral process stems, and that those are the two entities, and I suspect there will also be consultations with the Brčko district. Certainly that would be my strong recommendation. I also suspect that there will be consultations at home for members of the steering board, and consultations with domestic parliaments and congresses and so forth. Another important element of the discussion today revolved not only around the supervisory regime, but about the status of the Brčko Arbitral Tribunal, which was set up, as you know, or foreseen in Annex 2 of Dayton back in 1995 and formed shortly thereafter, and that is the body which established the supervisory regime and led to the final award in 1999, which led to the establishment of Brčko District as well. And there is certainly thought being given to whether or not that arbitral tribunal would continue to exist, perhaps, possibly even after the eventual end of supervision. Thank you.